While America sleeps, it is under a blitzkrieg-level attack from within. As the CCP and the United Nations work in lockstep under the banner of the New World Order to collapse Western civilization before the citizens of the free world regain power and justice.
The committee has found that the CCP is waging a war without weapons against America. And the Biden-Harris administration has no government-wide strategy to combat CCP warfare. Unlike the first Cold War, the adversary is already within, having entrenched itself within U.S. borders, institutions, businesses, universities, and culture centers by capturing the elites and influential circles.
Oh, in my home state of New York, the deputy chief of staff to Governor Kathy Hochul was arrested on federal charges for acting as a secret agent of the Chinese government. Last year, several individuals were arrested on charges that they had helped to establish secret police stations. Dr. Thayer, can you elaborate on why the Chinese government would establish a secret police station in New York City?
And their purpose is to intimidate and coerce Chinese Americans, other members of the Chinese diaspora, for example, and why we tolerate such a violation of our sovereignty, I simply don't know.
If you do not control the borders, you are going to destroy our country. So now that, you know, they're sending the migrants into New York and stuff like that, so all of my super liberal friends, now they realize what a problem is.
I personally have no confidence that the FBI will rein in its own conduct. It is my opinion that the Bureau used reprisal and fear to control the workforce. I personally believe that there are no current effective checks and balances against them conducting lawless action with any type of correction in a legitimate time frame. I welcome the work of the IG, but I think any type of lawless action, there's no legitimate time frame to rein them back in.
Meanwhile, nuclear world war metastasizes while the New World Order actor puppet dictator Zelensky joins his fellow Democrat money laundering psychopath comrades to push Russian President Putin into a nuclear corner.
President Zelensky, during his U.S. visit, urges President Biden to approve the use of long-range Western missiles against Russia.
I know my answer. We cannot grow weary. We cannot look away. And we will not let up on our support for Ukraine.
There are some in my country who would instead force Ukraine to give up large parts of its sovereign territory, who would demand that Ukraine accept neutrality and would require Ukraine to forego security relationships with other nations. These proposals are the same of those of Putin.
Canada fully supports Ukraine using long-range weaponry to prevent and interdict Russia's continued ability to degrade Ukrainian civilian infrastructure and mostly to kill innocent civilians in their unjust war.
Of course, in the UK, we have this dreadful new Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, who is doing everything wrong culturally and economically in the UK. And abroad, he wants to escalate the war in Ukraine, or the war between Ukraine and Russia.
On September 13th, the world almost ended. Everybody watching this program almost died. I almost died. The world almost died. Why? Because if the insanity of the British government and those in NATO and some in the United States had manifested itself in giving Ukraine the green light to use Storm Shadow missiles against target inside Russia, Russia would have responded. Possibly not nuclear, but it would have eliminated Kiev as a modern functioning city, and it would have struck targets in the United Kingdom, in Europe, on the European continent, and in the United States. And then we would have probably responded doctrinally by using low-yield nuclear weapons in an effort to escalate, to de-escalate, to send a signal to Russia that you can't do this. And then Russia would have responded doctrinally by releasing the totality of its nuclear arsenal against the West, and then we would have responded, and we would have died. 72 minutes is all it takes for the total destruction of the planet. Do you understand you almost died this weekend? I'm not joking. It's not a joke. I'm not kidding. You almost died and you didn't even know it.
The global elites want a world war and they want it now. There is no clearer path for global domination that provides an escape hatch from the crimes these minions of anti-humanity must be held accountable for. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sunday, September 29th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We'll put on screen how many days we are out from the U.S. election. The most important election in world history. 36 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, 11 seconds. All right, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and the former top national security advisor for President Trump will be joining us coming up in about 40 minutes live in studio for over an hour, General Michael Flynn. And he will, of course, break down all the different globalist attempts to steal the election right in front of our eyes and the attempts on President Trump's life and what he believes the globalists are going to be trying in the next 37 days. And if Trump's able to get through all the fraud and we're able to get through it and he gets in, then what happens in the 76 days when he's president-elect, when all hell is going to break loose, in my view, in my prediction here. All right. We've got Israel and war, as it was predicted, just expanding all over the place as Israel strikes four countries in the last few days. We've got ongoing big developments with Ukraine and Zelensky and all the different things that are unfolding there. We have incredible news coming out on the border and Kamala's visit, now claiming she was the greatest border czar ever after claiming she wasn't the border czar. And you've got walls and her being booed by crowds everywhere they travel. And then Trump getting huge standing ovations at college football games in Alabama while Walls gets booed and chased out in Michigan. But we're told by the fake polls that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are ahead. And then we've got what I want to start with first, and that is the desperate establishment, not just here, but all over the world, the globalists, the big banks that are attacking sovereignty and human health and freedom and mobility and bringing in their global cashless society, announcing at the WHO and the UN and the WEF and the Congress and the EU and all of them, Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and Tim Walz, and the list goes on and on, the New York Times saying the First Amendment's bad. It's time to repeal it. It's time to ban it. It's time to put people in jail because the public doesn't believe what the corporate media and government says anymore. And so we've got to silence everybody because you're a pack of lying scum caught in so many lies, it makes my head spin. These are the people with the corporate and governmental censorship boards that will decide what's real and what isn't. And they are the world champion liars and gaslighters and BS artists the planet's ever seen. Do I need to list all the record lies of Kamala recently on the debate stage with Trump? Trump, you want to ban fracking. That's insane. I never said that. You're a liar. Hundreds of clips. You want to ban semi-autos. I never said that. I love guns. 2 days before, it said she wants to ban all semi-auto. 3 days later, her official policy paper put out saying ban all semi-autos. On and on and on. Then saying she was the greatest border czar. Then she was never the border czar. Now she's the greatest border czar ever. Saying the last 4 years have been hell. We're going to change it once we get in. You've been in. They're just trying to murder logic in front of everybody's face 24/7. It really is next level. But if you look, and there's so many videos, I'll try to air them, but if I do, we won't have any time to even cover the news. It's everywhere. If you want to see it, go to X. She's being booed at the border, protested. Walls is being booed and run out of football games. Trump gets giant standing ovations everywhere. They stole the election 4 years ago. They're trying to steal it again. Trump is more popular than ever. And they know they've only got so much fraud baked in that if Trump has a big enough landslide, he'll win. And that's why they tried to kill him at least twice we know of. They've got all these foreign hit teams in the country that they claim they're not involved in. But the deep state has the motive to get rid of Trump. We'll talk about that with General Flynn coming up in studio. But let's go to a little clip here of Kerry and then Clinton and then Walls and then back into Kerry, the larger clip in context, literally saying, oh, well, there's all these lies and we've got to be able to counter all of that. We've got to be able to deal with all of that. So we have the First Amendment standing in our way in all the New York Times and Washington Post headlines, and the American Psychological Association came out Thursday and said, we need to teach children not to ask questions. We need to teach people not to ask questions. New York Times headline, why asking questions is bad. Because if you ask questions, you'll know that people telling you two men can have a baby and there's not X and Y chromosomes now are liars. So they're publicly, out of desperation, declaring war on speech. That is not a symbol of their strength. It is a symbol of the fraud they are, but don't get too confident because they're planning power outages, cyber attacks, wars, false flag attacks to be blamed on their opposition worldwide. And they're even more panicked because in every election, it is the populist and the anti-globalist being elected. Unless there's, in the case of fake conservative groups in like Labor, just got in power with 18% of the vote using a parliamentary manipulation with a coalition because the fake conservatives were in power. So everybody voted them out, and then the left was able to do a coalition and get back into power, but they're even more unpopular. The conservatives got like 20-something percent of the vote, and the liberals got 18, but they're still in power. But everywhere else where there's a straight-up election, the conservatives are winning. Just in, Austria's right-wing Freedom Party receives most votes in today's election, wins. But now will a coalition of leftist groups form and still outvote them? Because, again, they have dozens of parties, not two main ones like we do. That's how Netanyahu has 19% of the vote. Trudeau got 19% of the vote. Macron got, what, 16% of the vote? That's parliamentary manipulation. So they're not popular. But every election cycle, the anti-globalists get closer and closer to having such a big majority that they can override all the others. And that's why they're trying to arrest everybody and shut down free speech, because we're inches away all over the world. And what does the UN say? They want NATO and the UN to be able to ban people criticizing the next lockdown, the next poison shot. Everything they said about the shot was a lie. Remember that? They were the ones that were lying. But they're the ones that will decide what is the truth. On your body. On your right to self-defense. On your right to travel. And if they get their cashless society in place, their central bank digital currency that's already being rolled out in most parts of the world, China's had it for 6-7 years. If you think J.D. Vance being denied access into an Italian restaurant chain in Pennsylvania, where they tried to just have a meal with some of his supporters, if you think the left's going to stop there, that's just the tip of the iceberg with the social credit score. So here's a short compilation, and in it is the new announcement, the full 5-minute clip is at InfoWars.com if you want to see it, of Kerry explaining why we've got to get rid of the First Amendment. Now, last year and again this year, he said farming is bad and organic farming's the worst, and we've got to, quote, get rid of a third of the world's farms or people will starve. That's like saying I need to put a noose around your neck and drop through a hatch in the floor and break your neck so you can breathe better. Or here, let me cut your head off in a guillotine so you'll be healthier. Let me pour gasoline on you and light it so you'll live longer. I mean, it's just, by the way, if you're a new viewer and you're like, or a new listener, you're like, John Kerry said we've got to get rid of farms or people will starve. That's an actual quote. Okay? And the UN's got their big global summit calling for AI to censor and control everybody. They just did that Thursday. I've got that report. This is just absolutely incredible that the mask is off at this level. Here's the compilation.
Our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change.
And boosting Trump back in 2016. But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
So tough. Everybody's wrestling with that right now. And I think the dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. The referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, you know, been eviscerated to a certain degree. And people go and that people self-select where they go for their news or for their information. And then you just get into a vicious cycle. So it's really, really hard, much harder to build consensus today than at any time in the 45, 50 years I've been involved in this. And there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have, you know, some accountability on facts, et cetera. But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change. Now, obviously there are some people in our country who are prepared to implement change in other ways. And so that's where they're.
So that's the guy, and the UN's doing it in the Netherlands and Ireland and Sri Lanka all over. They're just banning every year, on average, 10% of the farms and ranches because, quote, they're toxic, though they're not. But see, cows put off methane, even though we do, too. It's part of the atmosphere. But they can list it as a toxin, just like carbon dioxide has been listed as evil. What do you exhale? What do plants use to live? Carbon dioxide. But it sounds like monoxide, so the dumbed-down public believes it's scary. See how that works. Now, I mentioned the UN, so let me show you these articles. John Kerry derides First Amendment as major roadblock to government being able to hammer, that's a quote, dissent out of existence. Well, that sounds pretty totalitarian. Here's the United Nations Summit of the Future Outcome Document, September 2024, Pact for the Future Global Digital Compact and Declaration of Future Generations. And they say, I covered it Friday, that AI will watch and censor in live time. They'll put you in jail, and if you deny man-made climate change and their solutions to it, or you criticize open borders, or you report on anything they don't like, or you don't want a poison shot, or you criticize brainwashing children that are autistic that they should have their genitals cut off. Meanwhile, in Germany, this happens every day. If you report on it locally and say that it's an Islamist that's doing it, you go to jail for 2 years. Same thing in the UK. Well, today, Germany, a machete-wielding Syrian injures 31 during arson rampage, also burning everything down. There's videos and photos if you'd like to see it for yourself on Infowars.com. Then the media spins it like Trump's a police state thug when he says, I'll sign an executive order that if the government colludes illegally with big tech to censor election information, you'll go to jail. That's already illegal. But he says he'll sign another executive order. They spin it like, oh, he's going to prosecute his enemies. That's Yahoo News and International Business Times. Trump vows to prosecute Google for surfacing only bad stories about him. Well, they wouldn't even say for 2 months that Trump had been shot or was an assassination attempt, remember? That's like the lie that you hear over and over and over again that Republicans are burning books and banning books. No, Republicans aren't going to the local porn shop and saying they can't sell Hustler to adults. It says 18 to come in the store. They're saying you don't give pedophilic pornography to children as young as fifth grade. And we've gone to the Austin Library for AISD years ago, and they had the very famous books that show graphic novels, graphic illustrations of adults having sex with children and how great it is. Bob's your neighbor. Your name's Billy. You're 9 years old. Bob wants to do this to you in the shed. It's fun. Do it. What? I mean, I remember just, my kids are grown except for one right now, but I remember when they were like 4 or 5 getting the training DVDs that are like, if a stranger tries to grab you by the arm and says, come with them, you drop the ground or run and yell and scream and saying, not my daddy, not my mommy. And then they have, you know, the videos for kids about if somebody starts touching you, that's not your parents to clean you or a doctor or your something, you know, tell an adult, tell your parents. These are videos how to prime children. Literal grooming books and videos they have in the schools and drag queen story time. It's just absolutely unspeakably evil, and it's all out in the open. Trump blasts Fox News for airing part of Harris's BS Friday night speech. They shouldn't be allowed to put it on. So the media is trying to run this idea that Trump wants to censor, that he's the censor. He'll put everybody in prison when they're the ones actually doing it. Look at this. British couple fined £3,000, that's like $5,000, after reporting migrant they found in the back of their van. That'll teach you. How many more examples does Germany need to see of a failed policy of bringing in the Islamists and all the murder and death? Well, it's not a failed policy. It's a designed takeover. Maybe German politicians can't read a chart. Well, it's illegal to show these crime statistics in Germany. Who commits the most crime, rapes, just in the rape area, 41% of all rapes in Germany are just Afghans alone. They're less than 1% of the population, though growing. Africans are 23% of the raping. Foreigners, Germans are 0.6 of the rapes. But in the movies and TV shows, they always show it as an evil blonde-haired, blue-eyed person doing it. And as I mentioned, here's the footage. I'm not going to show it. But the guy running around starting fires and hacking people up with machetes. That's just today. It just goes on and on and on and on. And the Muslim imam saying, the West belongs to us. The women belong to us. We're going to go there. We're going to take it over. You know, there's 69 Islamic countries in the world. And they don't put up or let Christians or other groups live in peace there. Some of them is completely banned, but others are persecuted. There's only a few Christians hanging on. But then when Islam comes here, they act real friendly until they become the majority, and then you're gone. And that's how this works. And coming up, they didn't just hire one. The news is saying one. It's two this week. non-citizens from Somalia on the police force in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're training you that citizens have no rights and foreigners have all the power. That's totally illegal, but that is what they are doing. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with a ton of other breaking news, and General Flynn's coming up at about 40 after in studio after we air a special report. As a lot of you probably heard, as I keep telling you, the federal court has ordered InfoWars sold on the chopping block on November 13th. And if good patriots buy it and they don't censor me and it's a new group, I will work for them. If not, InfoWars is gone. Now, it's great to support InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion's amazing. 40% off the big sale right now. All the InfoWars MD gummies and CBD that's so good for inflammation in your whole body. The highest quality, lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com. But InfoWars has a sponsor that's keeping us on the air right now and supporting us, but also a sponsor for whatever happens in the future. And they are also now helping support me and my legal fund to make sure that they're not able to steal my name or Real Alex Jones or try to keep us off the air in the future, which they filed to do, saying they own my identity. You think, if you're a new listener, that doesn't sound American, just type in Sandy Hook families. That means the people controlling the FBI and CIA that ran all this. Quote, want Alex Jones' social media, Real Alex Jones. And they want his name, saying they own my name, The Alex Jones Show. So that's a big fight I got to do. We're going to win, but we still got to fight it. If you want to help me stay on the air one way or another, you support InfoWars and you support what I'm going to do going forward and helping us gear up behind the scenes. Regardless, we're not going to miss a lick, but we need your funds. If you come through and support us, we're going to stay on the air one way or another during this critical time. And during that, right after the election, will be more critical than before, because Trump gets in, which I think is going to happen. The evidence is overwhelming. Then they're going to go crazy during the 76 days between him being president-elect and president. So it is the bat signal. It is the action item. It is what you need to do. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And over 50 amazing Patriot t-shirts, the very best designs, and ball caps. And those shirts are very high-quality fabric, very high-quality prints. We'll show you some of the designs on screen. But there is one shirt that isn't $30 or $25 or $35. That's $50, and that's the classic dark red on navy blue InfoWars shirt that was always our best seller, that's no longer in stock at InfoWars, a classic with a red American flag on the right shoulder and InfoWars.com. No matter what happens, you'll know you fought for InfoWars and you fought for whatever we set up after if it doesn't survive, and you'll have that memento to know the great job you did. So I want to thank you for your support. Now is the action time. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com for all the great designs. And if you want to really step up to the plate, get the limited edition InfoWars shirt, a classic that's been brought back to remember InfoWars if it's shut down, or to celebrate if it survives, and we don't know. It's in your hands. It's in God's hands. God works through you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you go there, you can sign up for free with an email to be put into the raffle for the incredible super off-road Dodge truck at $10,000 cash on top of it, a $148,000 value. The truck's $138,000 plus $10,000. That's $148,000. I guess that'd be 146,000, excuse me. And if you buy products, you get entered 5 to 10 times, depending on what you buy, into the raffle as well. That's all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But it is an action item. Please go there, get the limited edition emergency Save the Alex Jones broadcast t-shirt. And remember InfoWars one way or another. We've done incredible things together. Thank you all for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome,
but
Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. for fighting through it all. And I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I'm beyond enraged right now. I'm like a Tasmanian devil. You cannot cut the suspense and the danger and the history that's happening right now. So much good is happening. So much bad is happening. Our country is openly under globalist attack. They're also getting their asses kicked politically everywhere, and the awakening is so huge. And a lot of people are starting to wake up, but if they knew how serious it was, they would be acting just like me. I mean, this is do or die time, zero hour right now. All right, we're going to go to break in the middle of the segment here in a few minutes and bring in General Flynn, who I just can't wait to talk to about the state of the world and what he thinks the enemy's going to do and the Trump assassination attempts and all the wars and Zelensky and the open border and just all the craziness that's happening right now and the fact that our enemies are falling on their face everywhere, which is great, except then what do they do when that happens? They false flag, they escalate, they cyber attack. I mean, you can feel the danger. And it doesn't scare me. It makes me just absolutely go wild wanting to beat these people. But we've got to be smart about it. We've also got to realize how urgent the situation is every day. This isn't like, oh, it's a show or Trump's just another guy running for office. We're in the most important time in human history so far, in my view, since Christ walked the earth. That's the only other time as important as this one. And it's a time of great change. And evil knows that and is trying to make their move. You know, Trump last night made a great point. It's true, the media is attacking him because they're idiots and they hate him. It's true. Biden is completely out of his mind, and Harris has always been a mental midget. And but we have to understand that's because they're puppets of the system. Here's the clip.
Kamala is mentally impaired. If a Republican did what she did, that Republican would be impeached and removed from office, and rightfully so, for high crimes and misdemeanors. That would be high crimes and misdemeanors. Think of it. 13,099 murderers, convicted of murder, not like convicted of murder. Some of the worst murders you've ever seen. They're all in our country now, every one of them. And I've been saying this for 3 years, and the fake news has been saying, well, you don't know that. Well, now we know it. They've never released a list like this. Not just on this. They've never done it. Over the years, they've never done it. She let in, and that's not even mentioning the rapists, the gang members, the drug dealers, the child predators, and the traffickers in women. In women, mostly women. Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way. Yeah. She was born that way. And if you think about it, only a mentally disabled person could have allowed this to happen to our country.
Oh, they did it on purpose. You see all these headlines about how, oh, Germany and Europe bringing in tens of millions of Muslims really failed. It was always their plan to break down society. They're at war with us. But I want to say something very clearly here. I am very honored and blessed to have been born in this time, and so, in my view, were you. And God put us here in this time and place so that we could change the world and out of all this terrible garbage that's happening, be even better. And it is just like Newtonian physics. For every action, there's an opposite equal reaction. Every time I see the horrors and the tyranny and the corruption on display, that's there to try to break our will and demoralize us. We can't do that. We have to understand that there is the opposite of that incredible good happening as well. And I try to spend more time here on the show focusing on that. You know, there's a video that's up on my X channel on Real Alex Jones that I'll try to get to later in over an hour after Flynn leaves us, where one of these YouTubers goes out and wears the other team's jersey and walks around a campus, and people are trying to beat him up. How stupid is that over a soccer team or a football team or a basketball team? But that's tribalism. People have been trained to only care about their team when that doesn't matter, unless you're on the team. And still, you don't beat somebody up over it. It's just a team. Where's the sportsmanship? People are supposed to get tribally upset about losing their country, their sovereignty, about wars being started that can kill us all, like we see happening right now all over the planet. And that's what the Romans did to control their population, was bread and circuses. So, I mean, I really wish that these young people particularly could just sit back and be asked the question, and listeners can do this, because I'm sure you have family that are like this, and say, why do you get depressed for a week if your football team loses? Or why are you euphoric when you're living vicariously through something else that doesn't matter? If your team loses a game or the championship, it doesn't mean anything. But when 325,000 children are smuggled in with the federal government's help and disappear into slave labor and sex slavery, and the government covers it up, God sees that. And then our children will be next. I mean, can't people get upset about things that really matter? People think, man, Jones is weird. He gets so upset about them trying to take our guns or killing nine-month-old babies in partial birth abortion, or hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths a year. But then if I yelled and screamed and painted myself all different colors and got drunk, it'd be, oh, he's a good American. He really cares about his team. Attaboy. No, that's not wholesome. That's sick. People all the time ask me, hey, come over and watch the game. And it's just like, I used to be into football. I understand a good football game's fun. But when your country is literally being destroyed in front of you, I can't do it. And I know we all need rest and relaxation, but things are out of balance. I'm not knocking you to go play golf or go bowl. I do that every once in a while. Go fishing. It's all great. But if it's your God, if it's the God you put before God, who's the real God, that's a false idol. And that's what happens when you worship crap. People are like, why were the Israelites worshiping a golden cow? That's stupid. Well, why are you worshiping LeBron James? It's a communist Chinese pimp on the payroll. All right, I'm going to settle down because Flynn's a calm guy and only have a lot to say. And we're really blessed to have the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and former top national security advisor Trump, who the deep state fears so much, to kind of lay out the roadmap 36 days out from the most important election in world history, 36, 37. At midnight tonight, it'll be 36. So we're going to go to break here real quick. Tell everybody you know, tune in, repost and retweet at Real Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show, band.video. And that's how we reach tens of millions of more people. And that's why I salute you all as the modern Paul Revere's. We'll be right back with General Flynn in studio. I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless of what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best t-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new t-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over-the-top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great church. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
News today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For the next hour and 15 minutes in studio, a great American, General Michael Flynn, GeneralFlynn.com, and, of course, FlynnMovie.com. What an incredible film, such a success, reaching so many people. You can find him on X at Jen Flynn, just General Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N. General, great to see you here in Texas.
Yeah, it's great to be back. I love being in studio with you, Alex. And thank you for what you're doing. I mean, fighting the good fight. This is a war that we are in, and I want people to understand that.
Well, I just want to say you're always very calm, which I know is a very, you know, good leadership quality. I'm calm when I'm getting ready for the show, but when I finally get up here and John Kerry saying overthrow the First Amendment, Hillary saying it, they're passing laws in California, the evil is so out in the open, just the magnitude of the moment in history we're in, I want the general viewer or listener, but also the general public to understand the urgency. Can you just give us a 35,000-foot view of 37 days from the election, the Trump assassination attempts, all of it for the moment in history we're in?
Yeah, so this is the most consequential moment in United States history. We're kind of in, I call it the third arc of history, the first one being the American Revolution, the second one being the Civil War. And then this is the moment where kind of the left, in this case, this communist movement that has risen in our country for at least the last 50 years, if not the last 100, has made the decision, and they really made it when they put Barack Obama in place, and the heir apparent to Barack was going to be Hillary Clinton. Of course, Donald Trump got in the way. And so when he got in the way, like, all bets were off as far as they were concerned. They decided then this will never happen again, and we are now in the throes of essentially a takeover of our government. And I do go back to the 5th of January. I always bring this date up, 5th of January, 2017, in the Oval Office, where Barack Obama, with all of his henchmen, Biden was in there with him, and Comey, Clapper, you know, all the likely suspects, Brennan, Rice, Sally Yates, they were all there, 5 January, 2017. It's been documented. And that's when they decided, basically, we got to take out Trump. And when they decided to do that, you know, now you fast forward, right? So everybody knows all the background. You've been covering this, you know, really, really well over the last number of years. But now we're at a place where they're now trying to physically kill him. So these latest assassination attempts, this is not Iran that was trying to kill Donald Trump. These are actually people who are on, at least one of them on the FBI's radar, probably both. One of them clearly should have been, and my analysis was, and this is the second shooter, was on the CIA's radar, particularly with what he was doing over in Ukraine. We should expect to see another assassination attempt. There's all these reports about Iran after, you know, going after Donald Trump with these missiles and such. But I think that some of that is a deception. So I want people to understand that this is the period in U.S. history where the left, the Marxist left, has decided we are not going to allow Donald Trump. We're not going to allow for a fair election. We're not going to allow Donald Trump to come back into office. So they're going to do everything that they can to take him out. And we're in the throes of this. I mean, when you see what's happening in the Middle East, when you see what's happening in Eastern Europe, I mean, all this stuff that's going on in the Middle East, we don't even hear the things that are going on in Eastern Europe. And yet we're allowing a TACMS, which is a very sophisticated weapon system, which we're training the Ukrainian military on. We'll probably have contract workers there, U.S. contract workers there in Ukraine that are helping to fire these systems. I mean, these people will, accept a nuclear attack. They will accept a nuclear engagement in order to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. I mean, we are in a period where we're going to see such a level of desperation in these next 37 days. And I want people to understand that what you think you have been through already, you know, the last 8 years, what we are about to experience in these next couple of weeks, this next month plus, I think that it's going to blow the minds of people. I mean, I think we're going to see some things that we have not experienced as a nation. And as you said earlier, I actually feel very blessed to be alive right now because, I mean, I have studied our country. I have studied our founders. I've studied the warfare, the wars that we have been in. And I look at things and I say, God, you know, we're in the lead here. We have the momentum on our side. We have the mass of people on our side. We have the majority on our side. All we have to do is make the decision to get out of the bleachers, get onto the field, folks, and leave it all on the field in these next 37 days. Do not leave yourself with any excuses on the 6th of November by saying, well, I woulda, shoulda, coulda done something else. You do it now and do it for the next 37 days as hard as you can. That's why I'm out here in studio with Alex, because I'm traveling again around this country basically with the same message to get people fired up, to get people inspired, to give people hope, and to make sure that the American people understand that we are in a war right now. This is a, you know, intellectual, physical, emotional, and definitely a spiritual war. And I appreciate the fact that you, Alex, always bring the idea of faith back into this, because I think that people have to have faith in each other. We are facing a dark, soulless group of people, Marxists, that have no soul. They are dark-hearted, and their idea about the way the United States of America should be is without a constitution, you know, total control of the Supreme Court, total control of our lives, you know, own nothing, be happy, as Klaus Schwab has stated many times and written about in his book, The Great Reset, which I hate to even talk about it, but I want people to understand, you have to understand your enemy. You have to read their doctrine. You have to listen to what they say. And the fact that I'm sitting here and understanding what our enemy is trying to do, because when I say our enemy, you know, I hate to say that about somebody who is a American serving in our government, but these people are enemies of America.
They've hijacked the country. It'd be like if you're on a plane and hijackers take over, they can put the uniform on the captain, but they're not the captain.
Right, right.
General, you're on fire, and I want to just try to give you the floor here. I'm serious, but I want to go back to where you started. That's what's so important, you know, the way you lay this out, because any real general or historian gives people the compendium to understand where they are now and then where they're going. That's the key to know history so you don't repeat it. They targeted you day one as the number one threat, and Trump's even come out and said this in speeches years ago and recently. He didn't know what he was doing. And they brought him all these think tanks, these so-called Republican groups, and they recommended all these other neocons that were actually agents against him and others. And you were one of the only people, in fact, the only one in a major leadership position, a cabinet-level position, as the National Security Advisor. Day one, they had the meeting. It's been declassified. It's been released years after they persecuted you. You were, of course, exonerated. That they sent the FBI in to set you up and to lie, to stop you because you could help him bring in good people and actually understand what was happening and going on. Now he said that he understands that once he gets back in, he's going to talk to you and many others about actually draining the swamp by putting good personnel in. But that's question A to elaborate on. But then B, and then we'll move into the future or the current times and future, the fact that they did give the order even when Trump got the nomination in Cleveland to start spying on him, Crossfire Hurricane. Then he wins. Then you get in with him. They say, okay, now he's in. Take him out. That's come out in Congress. It's all admitted. People that said, you know, documented. It's a whole history out there for new viewer. And then they fail through all the fake impeachments and all the Russiagate 1.0, 2.0, all of it, and then all the lawfare, and then the criminal indictments, and then the fake convictions, and then one assassination attempt, and then two, and now more that they say have gone on we don't know about. We're following this trajectory of total escalation, and as you said, now the cover story of Iran, surface-to-air missiles, I mean, this is danger zone. So when I say my skin's crawling, I intellectually look at this, coldly studying and researching and listening to experts like you, and then when I get on air, it takes emotion to get people fired up, but I'm naturally that way. You said it. This is the most consequential, existential moment. I've been around 50 years. I'm having, I don't even call it anxiety. It's the opposite. I've got 10 times the spider sense and energy right now to try to fight this to the point of it's like it's too much because at a spiritual level, but also at an intellectual level, I know this is the war. This is the big one. I know I'm ranting, but that's a lot I just said.
No, but this is how, I mean, this is a time that people like you, people like me, and many, many other people that are out there, and I know that you tell this to your audience all the time. This is, you know, you're blessed to be alive right now. I mean, we can do this, you know, and I just kind of go to another level here. When we think about the United States of America going through, you know, really consequential moments, right? And this is the third one. So the very first one was the Revolutionary War, the American Revolution. We had George Washington as the leader and, of course, our founders, and they created this beautiful country. The second one was the Civil War, where it was an existential threat to our country. The American Revolution was an existential threat to us being able to create the country. The second one, the Civil War, was an existential threat to being able to maintain the nation that was created. We had Abraham Lincoln at the time in charge, and he was our leader at the time. Now we're going through this third arc of U.S. history. You know, we had World War I, World War II, all these wars of the last century, but they weren't really existential threats to our country. This one, this time is, this third arc of U.S. history, the challenge that we have, that we face right now is that we don't have that leader that we need in charge, right? We have Donald Trump, who is running for office, and they're doing everything that Alex just laid out. I mean, to the point of trying to kill this man. I mean, it's no longer maybe conspiracy theory. It's already happened twice, where the first one, they tried to turn his head into red mist. So I want people to understand this arc that we are in. So who's in charge? Who's on our side? Who can we count on? We should now count on what the founders told us, which is ourselves, we the people. So this is a moment where the American people are going to have to stand up, you know, step up, speak up, and sound off. Do not allow, you know, this is kind of like cease and desist order that Trump put out a couple of weeks ago when he posted it. And I liked it. I appreciated the fact that he said that. What we want to do is we want to tell people in our local level. I always use the phrase local action has a national impact.
General, we got a break. Yeah. Satellites fire. And I said I'm not going to interrupt because I want to hear everything you say. I'm going to come back. We need to start over, go through it all, lay it out, and just basically host the next hour. I'm going to sit over here and put a tennis ball in my mouth. And some stations don't carry the first five, so I'm going to air a promo for your film and other stuff for the next 5 minutes because I don't want anybody to miss this. We come back in at six after. I'm going to just sit over here, and you're going to have the floor, sir. We're getting a briefing from the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency on the state of our republic. You're not going to get better information anywhere. General Flynn, GeneralFlynn.com. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. show. Buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Gathering 33 years in the U.S. Army.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
President's former national security advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning.
ISIS as the JV team.
Do you feel as though your warnings were ignored?
We all knew that he was one of the most respected generals in the military, plain and simple.
Well, in 2012, he was appointed director of Defense Intelligence Agency. He ordered the first audit of the use of DIA's use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
So I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
Mike Flynn, whatever you think of him or his politics, did not lie, but instead told the truth. And so he was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
I went into the service because I love our country. And I come home and I find out that the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America.
One of the things that I would recommend for people to go look at, and I don't care what you think about this guy who I'm about to mention, but I was sent a video yesterday. It's basically a documentary, and late in the afternoon, so I watched it last night, and it's by Alex Jones, InfoWars, and the media has tarnished him with all sorts of name-calling, conspiracy theorist, bomb thrower. The one thing that I know about this gentleman, Alex Jones, is that he loves this country. He is as smart as a whip. He absolutely believes in what he believes in, and he also does his research and his homework. And so I sat, because a close friend of mine said, you've got to watch this. I just finished watching it. He actually put it out yesterday, and it's called An Emergency Broadcast, and it's based on InfoWars, and it's based on the whole COVID lie. And Alex takes his audience through an hour and a half worth of just incredible level of detail of a war game that our government did back in the 2016-2017 timeframe with under a different name, and they called it SPARS instead of SARS COVID, right? And it's this incredible, runs parallel to everything that's going on today. Even in the war game that they did almost 5 years ago now, 4 years ago now, in the war game, they even put out social media things like tweets and such. And in the tweets that they use in the war game, they use the exact same tweets over the last year. I mean, the exact same words, the exact same hashtags. And it's like it's one big setup. So that's just this thing that Alex Jones put out yesterday. It needs to get out in a bigger way, because Alex walks through. And again, whatever, I don't care what people think of him. He's incredibly detailed in his research. He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to, or others in this country better listen to. And there's a reason why the mainstream media calls a guy like him a bomb thrower or a conspiracy theorist, because they're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out. And in this particular documentary that he did yesterday, it's fascinating. And there's an awful lot of parallels in it from what was done in a war game, so to speak, quote unquote, and then what the reality is that we're facing.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the you've got it. Now we see the
people say, where are the generals who in the past, like Eisenhower and many others, stood up against the military-industrial complex in the deep state? Where are the people that will do that? And, well, most of them have been compromised and globalists, but General Flynn, one of the most respected generals in modern history, did not do that. And he's with us in studio, GeneralFlynn.com, FlynnMovie.com. You've definitely got to visit that and check the film out. It's incredible. Also, his books on what's currently happening, understanding fifth generational warfare, are beyond critical at GeneralFlynn.com. All right, he was here for only 15 minutes at the end of the hour. I want him to recap what existential means. And I know most of you know that, but we literally have hundreds of thousands of listeners a day. Existential means life-threatening. America is in a do-or-die battle for its existence. Existential means a battle of life and death. And there are powerful corporate interests, BlackRock's public now, that want to get rid of sovereignty. They don't want America to be there anymore because it's an example of freedom. They want to control us and have this new leftist world government ESG social credit score system. And they tried to steal the election in 2016. They tried to impeach Trump. They tried to put him in prison. They only made him more popular. So now they tried to kill him twice. And they stood down. And you've got this U.S. fighter to Ukraine, CIA connections, whistleblowers from the Secret Service saying to the Senate that, no, they stood down. These are service agents that work there. So now we know where we are. Where are they going to go next? But to understand that and to lay out the moment with 37 days left of what they're going to do and what we should do at this moment. And he said last hour, and I agree with him, we have the initiative. We're turning the tide. Populists and anti-globalists are winning everywhere. It's now household name, New World Order, Klaus Schwab, David Rockefeller. This was stuff that most people didn't know 10, 20, 30 years ago. So the sleeping giant's awake, but now it's got to take action. So General Flynn, for the rest of the hour, will be basically hosting. I'll just take us in on a break. General Flynn, please start over. We're going to interrupt it and continue.
That's great. And, you know, so where are the generals? Let me answer that question. You're one of the generals. I'm one of the generals. You guys got, you know, we have people like Tucker Carlson out there. We have other big voices that are out there. Owen is another one. I mean, we have people that are standing up and speaking out. Existential. What existential means, it means the end of the republic. Okay, that's what it means. It means the end of the republic as we know it, right? I mean, as Benjamin Franklin said, if you can keep it, right? So we are in a time frame right now, historically, when I laid out earlier, you know, prior to the break, I laid out these kind of arcs of history because, you know, every nation state, you know, fact of life is that all nation states end up coming to their end, right? I mean, there's no more Roman Empire, there's no more British Empire, there's no more Ottoman Empire. you know, Corinthians, Byzantine, I could go on and on. So when is ours going to come to an end? And that's a fact. It is a fact of human history. So where are we at right now? And where I believe we're at this, at one of these moments in time. And this is the time right now where there is a, there has been a creeping of globalists in our system, in our body, in the body of the American public that has crept into what has amounted to one of the political parties, and that was the Democratic Party. And everybody, I think, believes and knows that back around the 1960 Great Society time frame when Johnson was the president, that was when they decided we're going to basically capture one party, and they did. And now it's taken about 50 years to get here, and they've made certain decisions post the Clintons in the 90s, you know, the Bush-Gore debate in 2000, right? Everybody remembers that. These people constantly learn lessons. They tried it again in the 2016 timeframe. It didn't work for them. Trump gets in. So I jumped ahead of a lot of things there, but we are in a period of time where, you know, there is a momentum that we currently have. And I can see this. I mean, I think Alex sees this. Many of the listeners probably see it, but may not. I mean, I feel like we have the momentum right now because every time we see some type of action on their part, they try to kill Trump. They try to impeach him. They try Russiagate. They try to throw him in jail. Every single time that there's an action, there is a reaction. And frankly, the reaction is the American people aren't falling for it again. Okay, the old fool me once, right? Shame on you. So now we're at a place in our time where we have an opportunity to really get control of this country as we've always believed, we the people. And I think that if we do the kinds of things that I know the American people are fully capable of doing, going out there, and the biggest thing is it's a warning from me, a warning from me to anybody who is considering or being asked to undermine our elections. And I don't care which party you're part of. I don't care what side you're on. If you think that you're going to be part of this establishment crowd that's going to continue to take this country down this path towards communism, I'm telling you, it's just not going to work. There are tens of millions of Americans. One of the things that I want people to understand is it's like on the battlefield. You know, you got to have these incremental victories, and we are having them left and right. We constantly are winning different little brush fire wars. We have been blessed. We have been blessed because, and there have been miracles, and Trump knows this. I mean, the miracle of him surviving that first assassination attempt, you know, and then all of a sudden there's another one, and you kind of go, wait a second, what the hell's going on here? And I, you know, guarantee that there's going to be something else that's going to take place that's going to cause all of us to kind of go, to reel back and go, okay, enough is enough. So what we've got to do as Americans is we've got to be demanding. We've got to be questioning every single government official at our local level. We cannot go into this election blind and think that our vote on election day is going to count without being actively involved. And that's just what's going on right here. I mean, if we, God forbid, if Kamala Harris, and I wrote down a list of items here just on the break, the kind of things, if Kamala Harris becomes president of the United States, just off the top of my head, the filibuster is going to be abolished. That's a big deal, right? Statehood to Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. What does that mean? That means four more senators and they'll all be, you know, left-leaning Marxists and that'll own the Senate for the rest of time. They will pack the Supreme Court. Most people, they all know that there's nine justices on the Supreme Court. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that number is sacrosanct. So they'll pack the Supreme Court. They will further weaponize the Department of Justice. If you think Obama weaponized the Department of Justice, if you think the Biden-Harris administration has weaponized the Department of Justice, you ain't seen nothing yet, folks. The type of people that they're already bringing in to her sort of kitchen cabinet, if you will, the type of people that they're talking about that she's going to bring in. I mean, it's unreal. It's like the Bolshevik Revolution all over again. They will deplatform people. I mean, they've already done this to many of us out here, and we've been able to fight and get ourselves back on solely because of you, because the people are demanding truth. But they wanted to establish under this Biden-Harris administration a ministry of truth, so to speak. You know, they call it the Disinformation Governance Board. Disinformation Governance Board. So the people of this country went ballistic on their on their members of Congress, and they were able to quash that. All they did was they kept it in play. They just renamed it, and it's still there. If she wins, we're going to see the truth, the Department of Truth, and it's going to be their truth. Churches and religious institutions, for all the Christians out there that didn't vote in 2020, and the number's like 30 or 40 million, somewhere between 30 and 40 million Christians who are registered to vote, who can vote, but did not vote. You cannot, if you're looking for perfection in the president of the United States, like to be your priest or pastor, you're in the wrong place. We need leadership. We need strong leadership who are bold and willing to do the things. And this is a guy in Trump's case who's already proven himself as a president. So he's already done an amazing set of things. And I'm sitting here as a guy who he basically dismissed after only a couple of weeks. I could sit here and be his worst enemy, but I'm not, because I know this man and I know his character and I know the type of, I know the love that he has for this country, but also his skill to be able to do the kinds of things that we need to have done now. And Trump has admitted, and he admitted it to me as well, he didn't know the ways of Washington, D.C. He didn't know how, you know, all this machinations of D.C. worked. And frankly, that's why we voted for him. That's why we made him the president in 2016, because we didn't want this stale, you know, political establishment type, whether it was Republican or Democrat. We didn't want it anymore. So as we go into this next election here, 37 days from now, Trump knows. He knows exactly the type of people. He knows exactly the type of things that he needs to do. And like he says, you know, we're going to measure ourselves by the success. We're going to stop these wars, because I want to talk about these wars going on right now. Between now and Election Day, we're going to see an increase in the kinds of things that are happening in the Middle East and in Europe, because it is an opportunity for them to basically make some decisions. If they feel they can't win this election, they'll declare some set of national emergency.
And by the way, a year ago, and again 6 months ago, you literally predicted all of that. So
yep. So you know, then the other crazy stuff, right? Boys showering in girls' locker rooms, and one of the things I wrote down is teaching kids that they've been born in the wrong bodies. The things that I just mentioned, that litany of things, as well as the open border madness that we're going through, the things that I just mentioned, those are all things that Kamala Harris has stated. So I'm taking things that she has said that she believes in, and there's a whole litany of other, I mean, it could be another dozen things that I talk about that she has actually said. So we can't all of a sudden fall into this trap, and now I'm reaching out to those people that I know watch this show, that are on the independent side. I'm a former Democrat. I come from the school of the Kennedy Democrat, you know, world. But I'm a former Democrat who actually was looked at by Donald Trump in the summer of 2016 as a Democrat to be Vice President of the United States. How about that, folks? Me, Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie, Mike Pence, and all of them. I mean, it's just unbelievable, you know, where these people are at right now. I still am a fan of Newt Gingrich, but the other two I have no time for. Mike Pence is one of these people in the establishment that came in with Trump, was given to Trump. This is the guy that you're going to need, because Pence was there to kind of temper Trump, right? To try to temper this lion. And this lion said, no, this is how things are going to be. But he got in my way, you know, obviously, Vice President, and decisions were made, and I believe the right thing at that moment in time. So that's a story for another day. But when I talk about actions and reactions and counteractions, that's called wargaming. So as I look at the world, and I look at scenarios, I look at options. You know, the one thing that I always say about warfare, in warfare you have to have the most options right up until the last possible minute. So I know, as I contemplate the kinds of things that these people are considering, the type of scenarios that they are considering, right? A scenario where they just take it all. They take the presidency, they take the House, they take the Senate, they look at the down ballots, they look at a couple of other governorships maybe that are in play.
And by the way, just to interrupt you briefly, driving in today with you on the show, that was supposed to be the headline for the show, and I forgot to post that, and you, General Flynn to war game, the deep state's next moves and how we can stop them. And you thank God without me, I forgot it, but you, this is wargaming.
Yeah.
How critical in politics, in business, in war, wargaming is so much
it's everything. It's everything. You know, I mean, the whole idea about planning, you know, you got to plan, and then once the first shot is fired, you know, all plans go to hell. But as long as you have thought through these things,
you looked at all the angles.
Exactly. So I 30 seconds on my background. My background is a person who primarily in the intelligence world where I always had to put my feet into the boots of our enemy and think like them. So that means I had to study their doctrine. I had to study their formations. I had to study their strengths, their weaknesses, all these different things. Because when I came in front of our commanders and in front of the commanders that I worked for over the years, you know, they were going to ask me, well, what is the enemy thinking? What is the enemy going to do? What are they going to do? Because we have to plan our strategy around it, right? So I always tell people, if I can think it, they can think it. And they have people on their team that are smart, shrewd, savvy, they're strategic, and they are evil. And they don't have a moral high ground that conservatives have. And that's why they do things, and you say to yourself, what the hell is going on here? Why are these people doing it? Why are they trying to kill this man, right? Why are they burning down cities? Why are they attacking statues? Why are they ripping statues? Why are they ripping our country apart? Why are they flying another flag on a government facility other than the American flag? I mean, all these things are happening, and you say to yourself, wow. So as I sit here today and I think through the scenarios that we could see, so if it's Kamala, you know, the House, the Senate, you know, then you know that they have gone for the entire, you know, enchilada, so to speak. They've just decided we're done. We're going to take it all.
One party system.
They don't care about what I call plausible deniability, because that's the second scenario. So the plausible deniability is a really, you know, as the media is doing this very strategically, is very intentional. They're keeping the race close. They're going, well, the polls are here and there, but they're keeping the race close. As long as they can keep it in the mind of the American people, in enough of the American people where, well, it's a close race. They're neck and neck going into election.
They can sell the steel.
They can sell it. And how they'll do it is they'll give President Trump some states, right? They'll say, because remember, it's 270 electoral votes. So all you gotta do is have 270, right? So there's a plausible deniability scenario where Kamala ends up with 272 and Trump ends up with, I think it's 266. And everybody's gonna go, what the hell? What happened? And they go, well, it was close. The media's gonna jump on it. Their corporate media, the cable.
Just like
media,
they did last time.
And they're gonna go, well, it was a close race. It's been close all, it was close the whole way in. It's not close. It is not close. Polls are meant to influence. Polls are like propaganda. Okay? Now, everybody's gonna go, well, this poll, that poll. The polls in 2020 had Donald Trump up. The rallies in 2020, 40,000, 50,000 people at his rallies. Joe Biden couldn't get, you know, a half a dozen people into white circles in somebody's backyard. Yet he gets 81 million votes. So plausible deniability is a scenario. And I use that phrase, plausible deniability, very precisely because it is where they can say, well, look, it was close the whole way into the 5th of November. And, you know, in this case, the American people, they didn't want Donald Trump anymore. They, you know, and it was close. And so she wins. And what does that mean in that particular scenario? So what do they give him? Because they got to give him something to make it look like it was real, right? So maybe they give him some key states. Maybe they give him like a Pennsylvania, but they take North Carolina. Maybe they give him a Georgia, but they take Arizona and Wisconsin. So there is a set of factors when you really analyze this, and I've done this with some really bright people to war game these various scenarios.
Because they tell you what they're going to do by their pre-programming.
Exactly. So again, the fact that I'm sitting here on Alex Jones's show telling you about these types of things, that means that they can also think it. And they're going to think through, you know, so many iterations of so many scenarios to make it appear as though we can actually win.
So what do we do?
And we can convince enough people in this country that it worked, that, you know, she's actually who we want. So the other scenario, the other sort of big scenario is Trump wins. Okay. So Trump wins. And I always go back to, and I started thinking about this after I heard Jamie Raskin out of, I think Raskin's out of Maryland.
Civil War conditions.
So when I heard Jamie Raskin give this thing a couple of weeks ago and he says, well, if Trump wins,
we are not going to certify the election. I said, okay, so that's another scenario. So they're already projecting some of the things that they're going to do or that they are planning to do.
When he's president-elect.
So people, you gotta listen. You can listen to this show because Alex is gonna cover, he covers a breadth of stuff on a show like this, but I watch the enemy, right? Just like I studied our enemy's doctrine on the foreign battlefields around the world here. I watch CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC. I read their online documents. I read some of the left-leaning authors that are out there that are talking about some of this stuff. So they're telling us, like they always do, they're telling us the kinds of scenarios, the kinds of options that they are considering right now. And what they do is they project them into the teams that are surrounding the sort of the strategic planning cell of the left, okay? This is what's going on right now. And I want people to understand that, because I want to jump to the wars here, because these are part of the push, the way that they leverage international developments.
I want to go there, but you've got the floor. But this is fascinating. You're absolutely right. I try to do wide spectrum, a lot of topics. People get general info. That's why you're here. You're right. Strategically, those last three scenarios, we need to laser in on those, because last time I could tell what they were going to do. I called it the 79 days of hell when he would become elect versus sworn in. It's 76 this time on the calendar. Bloomberg came out and they all said, and then John Podesta was in New York Times war game, and they said, let him look like he wins. We'll have enough mail-in ballots no matter what. We're going to call it a red mirage. And they basically admitted they were going to steal it in their own publications. And then that's indeed what they did. They telegraphed to their own people, and they're telegraphing different scenarios now, so we know which plays they may do, because they always have plan A, B, C, maybe even D. So we know their playbook, we just don't know what play they're going to run. But right for the day, they'll start initiating, depending on the scenarios, which one they're going to do. So that's literally, people ask how I know the future, how you know the future.
Yeah.
No, we're just watching the enemy's movements.
Exactly. And you know, I mean, so a lot of people out there right now, and you ought to be asking this question, so what? I mean, you know, are we ready for all of these scenarios? Do we have a counter strategy? Do we have a counter action to these strategies? And part of it is, you know, these people that are around President Trump right now and the team of people that I know that they are looking and considering all of these options. One of the challenges that we do have is the left is so well organized. I mean, they are organized. They say, this is the direction we're going to take. That's the direction that they take. Where we have too often too many debates internally. And so one of the things that we do have, thank God, is and he's alive still, is Donald Trump, who is just such an enormous historic figure. I mean, you know, we have had leaders come throughout the history of our country, and the great captains throughout history. This is a guy, like him or not, folks, this is a guy that was put in for such a time as this. And thank God that there's divine intervention in his life that has kept him alive and given him the energy to be able to do the things that he needs to still do, because this is extraordinary pressure. This is extraordinarily hard work. Exactly. I mean, but he operates as a much younger guy. And I always remind people that this man was an athlete, never touched cigarettes, never touched alcohol, and both of his parents lived into their 90s. So this is not a guy that's going to, you know, like a wallflower, and he's just going to waste away.
He's
no
a bull.
Way in the world. This is a tough, tough, tough man. So so I laid out a couple of the scenarios.
Stay there. Right? We got one more break. And by the way, I'm not going to twist your arm, but I'm going for 2 hours after you leave, and it's actually basically commercial free. There's only like one break an hour. If you can do a little bit more in the next hour on other topics, you can do it. If you got to go, understand. But GeneralFlynn.com, you've got to see the film, FlynnMovie.com. We're back in just a few minutes with General Flynn, because you could not get better intel only 37 days out. You can cut the suspense with a knife. And I would just add, pray, pray, pray for peace, pray for Trump, pray for America, pray for a win.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone, Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, you're getting the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, one of the top strategists on record in his career at the Pentagon, predicted so much of what happened while he was there. Then after, the former National Security Advisor to President Trump, Michael Flynn, briefing you, the millions that are watching. And if you all share this live feed and then share the archive once it's at Real Alex Jones tonight and Band Video and InfoWars, we'll reach millions more. It's up to you, as the Paul Revere's, to carry the ball here. America is facing a death battle, a fight for its very life. And it's not like some foreign culture is coming in that's better. the Romans or something trying to take over Germany or Germania. This, and I'm not saying it's better overall, but, aqueducts, medicine, things like that. This is a tyrannical, anti-human, satanic, New World Order system that people now realize. I wasn't just calling it satanic 30 years ago. It really is. So you got interrupted by the break, sir. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, this is really important, and people can go back and look this up. Post-World War I is when the New World Order, that phrase came into vogue. So this goes back over 100 years. The development of that idea and that strategy to get to where we are now, post-World War II, go look it up in the congressional record. I think there's 44 or 45, stages of things that the communists wanted to do to be able to take over our country. So all of these things, when you start to look at them over time, we are now here, okay? And I think that I tell people, because I'm going to talk about something called declared national emergencies here in a second. Most people don't even know what these things
and
are.
And COG.
Right. So, yeah, continuity of government, continuity of operations. So, I will just say that the majority of American people, we're kind of to blame a little bit here, folks, because we just sort of become complacent and lazy over the last, let's just say, 30, 40 years, where we just kind of, we allow these politicians to go back into office. They come back. They tell us all these lies. We give them a little bit of money and they go back in, and we just go about our business, trying to live the lives that we want to live. And what has happened is they have progressively been consumed by this evil that does exist principally in Washington, D.C., but it has permeated down into the bowels of really even local levels. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. People see it in their own local governments. District attorneys that people like George Soros has gotten behind.
We penetrate the cabinets.
It's unbelievable.
As Klaus Schwab said.
Exactly. So before I jump into, because I talked about, I wanted to discuss some of the wars that are going on that will play into the decision making by the left in order for them to continue down this path where they want, which is to basically take this country over and declare it no longer a republic. So there's something called declared national emergencies, And if I was to ask you, do we have any declared national emergencies in this country right now? Most people would go, I don't know, it'd go right over your heads. We actually have 43. So 43 current declared national emergencies that are on the books. And a president of the United States can enact any one of them. Now, some of them are for countries that are, that like Iran is an example, or Russia or China. There's declared national emergencies in case of, the glass needs to be broken because of something that they did. But there are about a third of these declared national emergencies that are domestic in purpose. For example, in 3 June 1994, executive order, it's still on the books, you can go look it up. Executive order 12919. The National Defense Industrial Resource Preparedness. Okay? So what does it mean? It means that if a president of the United States wants to trigger that state of emergency, it then triggers an additional 150 statutes or laws. Okay? So I'm not like making this stuff up as I go here. So these are the kinds of things that are in play, and any president can do it. What we will see, I believe.
You're talking about states of emergency.
I'm talking about states of emergency. These are declared national emergencies. There's 43 of them in this country right now that are on the books. And all the president has to do is say, pull the trigger. Okay. And once they pull the trigger, 150 laws kick in, and those statutes that when they kick in, it gives extraordinary power. It gives the power to the president, and then the president can push that power down to their various cabinet ministries, like Department of Agriculture can declare all farms are now going to be owned by the United States government. They can declare all banks. They can shut banks down, or they can shut you down in your banks. I mean, these are the kinds of things that's big stuff. I mean, never mind the little stuff. So these are some of the things that are on the books right now.
And let me just back you up briefly. A year ago, the FDIC online, but they said, we better not tell the public. They brag and say, we are going to have a bail-in soon. We're going to get an order to seize people's money out of their accounts. It's coming. And they, I'm sure you've seen the video. They say that there. So they're even quietly preparing for all this.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
So I'm going to read just, because this is stuff that I've written about and I've talked about and I think about it and I look at it and I examine. I mean, just to give you a couple ideas. Public and private materials, services, and facilities are to be allocated as deemed necessary or appropriate to promote the national defense. So the president can say for national defense purposes, for national security, and this is already a declared national emergency that's on the books. Now all they got to do is say trigger that, okay? Another one would be each cabinet member is given responsibility for his sector of the nation. Okay? Department of Homeland Security, Department of Agriculture, Department of Commerce, Department of Defense. The Secretary of Health and Human Services can tell hospitals who they can admit and who they may not treat. The Secretary of the Treasury can tell banks who can have an account and who cannot. And I just mentioned this. Secretary of Agriculture can tell farmers they cannot farm. I'm not kidding you. So, I think you get the idea. So,
and by the way, they're training Will all this. We've had Kerry not just say get rid of the First Amendment yesterday. He's gone around giving speeches. I know you know this, but for listeners may not, saying there's too many farmers. The UN needs to shut down more farms. I mean, they're actually already getting us ready.
Yeah, don't get me going on the UN. So let's talk about the wars overseas and how they play in, because we're watching the potential in Eastern Europe for a nuclear exchange. And when I use the word nuclear as a weapon system, that's probably the most dangerous weapon system that we can imagine because of the devastating and long-term effects that it will have. So I'll start with Eastern Europe because I know there's constant breaking news with what's going on in the Middle East right now. And I'll give you my take on that as well and how it impacts our election and how the folks that are in power right now may use these wars to potentially, I mean, so again, if I can think it, they can think it, to maybe even declare that we cannot have an election. I mean, that sounds crazy to us, but we're dealing in a different period of history here. We're dealing in a different period of time with people who they have every desire to take this country over and we never have another election. So Eastern Europe. So we have now, we've increase the scale of the war. We've increased the scope of the war. We now have very, very sophisticated weapon systems that we have given to Ukraine. ATACMs, they call them. They're long range missile capabilities, and they're very sophisticated to use. The Ukrainians, I guess, can eventually learn how to use them, but they're using them almost immediately upon arrival, and they've been using them, and they've been firing them into Russia. So, in order to be able to do that in any kind of sophisticated way, it's going to take people that are trained on them. So more than likely, we have U.S. contractors that are working on behalf of the Ukrainian military and the Ukrainian government. So that's that side. The other side, the Russian side. So there have been all kinds of statements coming out, and you got to listen to these people, all kinds of statements coming out of the various ministries of Russia. One of which I read the other day, it was probably, I think it was in a Newsweek article, a couple of articles, where they talked about Russia having adjusted its nuclear policy. So it doesn't say what that means, but is the adjustment of their nuclear policy mean that it's first use? I mean, so what is the adjustment that they made? But there's clear evidence now that the Russians have adjusted their nuclear use policy. Now you have to start to really look at, you know, all of the intelligence capabilities that we have out there to be able to monitor the kinds of capabilities that they have, bombers, submarines, land-based missiles, the whole triad, right? So that's going to test the intelligence community and in a big, big way, because in order to be able to do that, it's very difficult to do. It's not an easy thing to do just to monitor that. We are now going to have to monitor that. The Secretary General of NATO, back to the other side, Secretary General of NATO during the past year has talked about the use of nuclear weapons. They call them tactical nuclear weapons. When somebody tells you that they're going to use a tactical nuke, there's no such thing as a tactical nuclear weapon. That, you know, the military guys will talk about it on TV. I'm sitting here talking, using this phrase, tactical. A nuclear weapon is a nuclear weapon. The megatons damage and the consequences of using a nuclear weapon is strategic. There is nothing tactical about it. So Secretary General has talked about nuclear weapons. Joe Biden, the Biden-Harris administration have talked about the use of nuclear weapons. I mean, and that's all in the past year. And this, the most recent was the Russians talking about the adjustment of their policy. They also said very recently, and I think in less than a week ago, that the consequences of these engagements that are coming out of Ukraine right now against land-based targets inside of Russia, they are not going to just put the blame on Ukraine, that they've specifically said NATO and the United States of America.
Putin said if any conventional heavy weapons fall on us, we may use nuclear weapons,
yeah,
not conventional, back in a national address Tuesday.
So you have to start to, you know, again, you just look at that scenario and you look at what exists over there. Now, I can tell you, folks, that, you know, looking at these, you know, could you achieve peace in Eastern Europe? Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, if you go back and just read the Budapest Accords of 1994, you come forward, you know, you look at the current situation. I mean, you look at the culture, the dynamics, the demographics, all these kinds of things. So when we start to talk about stopping the killing, right? I mean, Russia has, frankly, other than the use of nuclear weapons, Russia has zero capability to be able to go into NATO and take over NATO like they used to have during the days of the former Soviet Union. So there is a lie that's happening in our country right now by saying Russia, 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 we got to have a boogeyman. And one of the reasons why we have to have that boogeyman, and remind me about this because I won't dig into it just yet, maybe after the break. The United States government runs on two books. This is one of the reasons why they wanted me out of the White House so quickly. They run on two books, the books that are transparent, that the American people can see the budget of the United States, and another set of books. It's like, you know, it's like a crime scene. And that other set of books is a completely different set of dollars, still U.S. taxpayer dollars, that flows into systems, programs, and nefarious activities that we get ourselves involved in worldwide. This is another, talk about where the bodies are buried. I'm giving you a glimpse into where the bodies are buried right now, but until we get back in charge, which 37 days from now, let's work it hard. We need to get back in charge so we can unravel this mess that we have. So that's Eastern Europe right now. The threat of nuclear war is as high as I've ever felt it. And I've studied and looked and been part of our military over the last 40 years and certainly, you know, studied enough history to understand the potential times when nuclear weapons were in play. So now let's jump to the Middle East. Everybody's watching this devastation by Israel of the leadership of Hamas, Hezbollah, and now the Houthis today in the last 24 hours, the clear attack, cutting off the head of the snake. And it's all designed to send a direct message to Iran. And if Iran does not, you know, come up for air here, if Khomeini doesn't come up out of his bunker pretty soon and say, we need to back channel some sort of suit for peace because, you know, these guys become cowards after a little bit when they start to hide in their own holes, right, thinking that they're going to be safe. And Israel has demonstrated a level of what I call bulletproof intelligence to be able to do an incredible level of devastation in a period of about, I don't know, 2 weeks, where they've taken out so many leaders. And when they take out these leaders,
are they using mainly HUMET, or is it they've hacked into all the phones and machines they're listening to?
Yeah, it's a combination. It's definitely a combination. I think it's years. It's years of sacrifice. It's years of work in the intelligence arena. So it's a combination of all these ints, right? The human intelligence, geospatial intelligence, open source intelligence. I mean, you know, the signals, all these kinds of things. It's spies. Spies are important. And part of it is in this part of the world, in the Middle East and what's going on now, there's such a level of uncertainty in these formations, in these, you know, organizations like Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, Iran. There are such a level of uncertainty. And believe me, the rest of the Arab world is looking at this and going, you know, holy crap. I mean, they are blown away. The world is blown away by the level of bulletproof intelligence that the Israelis have demonstrated. And it is no longer, they're no longer hiding what their plans are. Their plans are to take out the leadership, destroy these organizations, and stop Iran from saying, you know, you're the son of Satan, because we're the Satan, American people, you know, and America is the real Satan according to Iran. And we are going to not destroy you. We're going to wipe you off. We're going to wipe you off the face of the planet. We're going to annihilate you as a society, as a nation. That's what Iran wants to do. And all these people out there online and the media and all these people that are the, you know, you can hate me, you can whatever. I don't care. I mean, We are now in a place where we have a country, you know, whatever you think happened on the 7th of October, whatever the reasoning was, whatever the lack of security was. In fact, I think I was on this show very close on the tail of that,
a couple
that
days after.
Attack. That I know, so I've already talked about that. Whatever you think about that, doesn't matter. Israel's sitting there and they're attacked. We still have hostages. They're still hostages being held, right? And the hostages that were held were brutalized. So this is a murderous type of people. And I've been to Israel plenty of times. I've been to all these countries. I've been in all these countries in the Middle East. So I'm telling you something that I have personal experience, personal scar tissue over. And we're looking at a democracy in a cauldron of hatred. And we cannot have that. You can't have that. So if we're trying to live in peace in the Middle East. So, okay. Again, you can debate me on
regardless,
where I stand.
Regardless, how does it affect the election?
Yeah. So both of these things. So the administration right now, they are looking at how can they use this, right? How can they elevate the noise level? Because if it gets to a point where they feel like they're going to potentially lose everything, I don't think it's out of the question for them to say, declare a national emergency, and we're going to have to hold on the election. I mean, wow.
Could the deep state stage false flags? Could the deep state stage false flags or even kill Trump?
Would they do that? Yeah, absolutely. We've already seen this. We've already seen it happen. So I know we're going to jump here in a second, but the other element, so this is a big deal. They're going to continue to drive us. And all you got to do is turn on any of the corporate media and they're talking about these things all the time about, you know, how bad this is, how bad the Russians are, how bad the Israelis are and what they need to do to sue for peace we got to have peace. I mean, when Biden and Macron out of France said it the other day, they said it as though they had talked to Netanyahu. Netanyahu stands up there in front of the world state and says, I wasn't part of that conversation. How about bringing us into that conversation? The people that are being constantly attacked, right? So I could go into great, great detail on both of these enemies, so to speak. The enemies in the Middle East, the enemies in Russia and Europe, in detail as to what their capabilities are. But what this administration, our administration, is going to do, they're going to continue to use this, and they're going to continue to beat on, you know, on Donald Trump as to what. How dangerous he is and what he would cause, you know, to happen in the world, right? And we already know the kinds of things that he did, but they're going to continue to lie and deceive enough people back to that scenario that I talked about that I call plausible deniability, where it's a 272 to 266 type electoral college outcome. The last thing before we get into other issues. Two other things that are going to happen between now and the time of the election. We're going to have a health emergency, and we already have had a number of them declared, right?
They've got those warmed up and ready.
They got them ready to go, you know, and something will break.
Bird flu, the monkeypox.
I mean, there was another report yesterday I saw where people, you know, started to get, they became contagious to somebody that came back from, I think it was Asia. The other one that's a little bit bigger, and it's one that's not necessarily in our control, and in fact, if you look at Executive Order 14067, it's the declaration of a digital currency system in America. The Biden-Harris administration, they signed off on it about 2.5 years ago, Executive Order 14067.
And that's why I'm worried they're going to bring down the banking system and force us onto the new one.
So the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, plus another consortium of countries that are joining it, they have their summit in about 3 weeks. And I believe this summit is going to be held in Russia. Russia is the head. They're the chair of the BRICS consortium now. And when they have this summit, they've already been talking about this. So if you've been following the different countries, you've been following the pre-meetings to the big meeting when all the leadership comes together, they've already made a lot of decisions about what they're going to do. So what they're going to do is they're going to move away from the U.S. dollar as the currency of choice for global trade. And they're going to move to a central bank digital currency system that will be backed by gold. Alex has talked about this on many shows about who is hoarding the gold out there. What are the nation states that are hoarding the gold? China, Russia, Saudis. I mean, all of these different nations that are hoarding gold, because when they move to this central bank digital currency system, then the U.S. dollar I don't believe it will collapse, but what will happen is all of a sudden you're going to find cash is not king anymore. You're going to find out that, okay, so what does that mean? Well, you better have your credit cards ready. You better know exactly how much you have in your savings. You better know exactly how much you have in the banks. It's going to have to be controlled. Otherwise, we're going to have absolute chaos. And I don't believe that they want that just yet. I don't believe that they want that just yet. It is like saying, you know, COVID has just hit, national emergency. We're going to do all these things. We're going to take all these actions. And they continue to do it in this administration. If they move to this, and they're going to move to it. So, you know, I'm saying it right now. And the final decision where they're going to say, go, they pound the table, is going to be in this summit that's upcoming. And it is such an important thing to be prepared for, because the World Economic Forum, under the leadership of Klaus Schwab, has been talking about this for like 3-4 years. And now it's the time to take action. And so what does that mean that we need to do? So maybe we'll talk about that on the backside.
And General, this is so important because you've got the UN and Bill Gates lining up their own global currency. You've got the U.S. with its, but also advising kind of with Gates, like they might merge the two. Then you've got the BRICS with its own. And the Russians and the Chinese are using the war in Ukraine to accelerate their central bank digital currency system being launched. And then we've been telegraphed by the WEF and the U.S. government that they would use a cyber outage in banks to go, oh, there's a new app, go get this. Then you put your bank accounts and other things on a unified ledger to, quote, protect it like a super FDIC. But instead, you've now signed a form to waive your bank accounts and systems under this unified ledger where you no longer own it. That's actually what the big central banks are saying they're doing. And as you said, they're already going. And I had an economist on Friday about it. I was reading the documents. Yeah. They're already in their bookkeeping, already on that system.
Right.
So we're being segued over now.
Yeah, and it's being done very intentionally, very much on purpose. And our government is enabling it. I mean, read the damn executive order. I mean, these are the things. This is what I do for fun. You know, read these things because it's my life. It's our life. I mean, read executive order 14067. I think it was 2.5 years ago. You can find it. You can find it just by Googling it. This is a big deal because the currency of choice for global trade for 50, 60 years now has been the U.S. dollar, right? The petrodollar. It's been based on a variety of things. So if we move away from that, then we move away from where the United States of America is this global leader with the greatness of the American people behind it and our ability to innovate, our ability to manufacture, our ability to do all these kinds of things. All of those things are going to be stolen from us. They'll be taken away from us.
Stay right there, General. We got a break. Hour number three Absolutely. Coming up. You're going to 50 more minutes with us, and Chase Kiser takes over. When he says big, folks, he's very calm about it. Notice when something's really important, he gets even quieter when I get louder. This is earth-shaking changes coming to a head now. Competing global systems, the old order going down. Regardless, it's going down. The question is, what comes on the other side? They don't want Trump at the helm to keep America strong and free. They want America to basically be sucked into the larger world government via this crisis. Hour number three, straight ahead. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us.
But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.